I guess you know by now, New York City has a new mayor. Yesterday, at the polling places all around the city, Rudolph Giuliani was selected to be the new mayor of New York City. He defeated incumbent mayor David Dinkins. I'm no political science genius, but last week, Rudolph Giuliani received the endorsement of the New York Post and the New York Daily News. Mayor Dinkins received the endorsement of the New York Mets. So you get kind of an idea.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 12, 2017. Today is the 70th birthday of American comedian and television personality David Letterman, born in 1947 in Indianapolis. He hosted a late-night television talk show for 33 years, beginning with the February 1, 1982 debut of Late Night with David Letterman on NBC, and ending with the May 20, 2015 broadcast of The Late Show with David Letterman on CBS. In all, he hosted 6,028 episodes of Late Night and The Late Show, surpassing his friend and mentor Johnny Carson as the longest-serving late-night talk show host in American television history. Letterman is also a television and film producer. His company, Worldwide Pants, produced his show and formerly produced The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Worldwide Pants has also produced several primetime comedies, the most successful of which was Everybody Loves Raymond, which is currently in syndication. Several late-night hosts have cited Letterman's influence, including Conan O'Brien, his successor on Late Night, Stephen Colbert, his successor on The Late Show, as well as Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Seth Meyers. His dad was a florist, and his mom, who will be 96 this summer, was a church secretary who appeared occasionally on his shows. He grew up not far from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and he enjoyed collecting model cars. In 2000, he told an interviewer for Esquire that while growing up, he admired his father's ability to tell jokes and be the life of the party. His dad survived a heart attack at age 36 when David was still a boy. The fear of losing his father was constantly with Letterman as he grew up, and his dad suffered a second heart attack and died at age 57. He originally had wanted to attend Indiana University, but his grades weren't quite good enough, so instead he enrolled at Ball State in Muncie. He graduated in 1969 from what was then called the Department of Radio and Television. A self-described average student, he later endowed a scholarship for what he called all the C students at Ball State. Letterman began his broadcasting career as an announcer and newscaster at the college's student-run radio station, although he was fired for treating classical music with irreverence. He credits Paul Dixon, host of The Paul Dixon Show, a Cincinnati-based talk program also shown in Indianapolis while he was growing up, for inspiring his choice of career. Letterman made his debut as a radio talk show host on WNTS AM and on the Indianapolis television station WLWI as an anchor and weatherman. He received some attention for his unpredictable on-air behavior, which included congratulating a tropical storm for being upgraded to a hurricane and predicting hailstones the size of canned hams. That's how Dave Letterman's long reign as one of the kings of late night began. Along with Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, and Jay Leno, he proved for decades, and in spite of no small amount of controversy, that for many of us who are hungry for entertainment, the day doesn't really begin until nearly midnight. Happy birthday, big man Dave, and many more. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 12th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.